Baba Arman. Baba, please do come to my Panchkani. It is very nice, and you. I had asked Baba, please do come to my Panchkani bungalow, because Baba had called us to Bombay. It is very nice and you will love it. So he said, yes. Within a few minutes, he said, no, after 50 years or something like that, he said. So Mani said, no, you said that you will be coming at this. So Baba, I've got the bungalow and Mera would love it. Anyway, that incident, Baba had told me, but his incident I remembered. So when my mother was ill, and we were given that silence for 1 month or so, at that time the Baba's letter came. If you have that bungalow still in your possession, I would like to go and stay there. But see, but nobody goes with you. I did not know the Baba's ways, and to entertain Baba, it's not a small thing. I was so frightened. How to do? What to do? And I went to Arnavaj. Arnavaj, my bungalow is there. I told Baba, Baba, bungalow is there, and he is an agent. And he said that you can arrange for me, but see that nobody goes with you. So Arnavaj said, you know that once we had given Baba 500 rupees. At that time, 500 rupees means 5,000 at this time. So it is lying with me. You can use that money. Oh, I was so proud. Because she had taken, I had given her that Baba didn't, Baba said, keep it with you. So Arnavaj said, one day it will be of some use. So this is the right time. I took that 500 rupees. I said, how to go? So Baba's people will help you, will clean the bungalow. And then the bungalow was this. You can invite Baba, but you should. So I took my auntie, I took some cook, I took everything. But without, how to leave in this Mandali, I'd never left, I'd never lived. So I didn't know. Anyway, Nargesh, then Baba's old lovers, Dina Talati, and 2-3 people came to clean the bungalow a few days before. And they took such a long, because all the rats were there. They scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed. And I couldn't do all these things. I said, I had to manage Baba. So I hired so many things. I hired the crockery, I hired the cots and everything, and I arranged the bungalow to my heart's satisfaction, but still the scrubbing was going on. By the time, it was pouring, and I put on such a dirty dress so that it was pouring outside to buy something. And Baba's car came, pom, pom, pom. And I said, Baba, Mani shouted, Halu. So I left everything and I just did. And what a dress and what a this thing. And Baba's order was, nobody should be called. You should be alone. And Baba said, I'll come to see your bungalow. And it was such a shabby condition. Anyway, I had to, then I whispered, Mani, Mani, Nargis is there, Nina is there, and Baba's order is not to ask anybody. So Baba said, what you are whispering? So that's it. That Baba, your order is broken. Because they are there. They were to leave before Baba could come. So I said, all right, let us go in. And they, as soon as they heard this, and they were in such a filthy condition, all were this tied, that skirt up, and this, and all this, that they hide themselves. And Baba said that, no. Mani clapped. Baba wants you to come out, come out. Still they couldn't come out. How could they come out with that? But anyway, they stepped in. And Baba says, why? Is this the bungalow you are going to invite me? Because chair was on the table. Table was on the bed. And all this shabby condition. A day before. Then, but Baba, we will arrange. We have just to wash it and we had come. But we will just, we were going to leave today. We would not have been here to, when you come to, next day. So Baba says, all right. When you have come all the way, you take the breakfast and then go. When I come. Next day. Anyway, next day, Baba came. By the time, whole night we decorated the house in such a beautiful, splendid way, it was turned into heaven. And when the Baba stepped in, at that time we were asked not to fold the hand, not to say Jai Baba, not to say anything. Jai Baba was not there at that slogan even. But not to say anything. We have to be like a statue and to meet Baba. So, just he came in. And then he saw, is this the same bungalow what I saw? Oh, what a splendid thing. And Mera expressed the love and we were so happy. And then when the breakfast was served, and then Nargesh and they said, Baba, we would like to leave as per your order. Now when you come all the way, now you stay. Because that thing what I wanted. And by that time, Baba had asked Annavas to come the next day. When she was there. Because they could tell me what to do with Baba. There was somebody must be there. So Baba allotted the place. And I was kept in the main bungalow. And there were adjoining 2-3 bungalows were there. There all the others were accommodated. And 2-3 monthly people had come. So I could understand what way the Baba says. So the first day, when they slept, they heard tock, tock, tock on the roof. I didn't hear. I was so fast asleep. And they were whispering, which I didn't know even. Then they said, there is some spirit. So I didn't know anything. And I was fast asleep. They got up at 5 o'clock or so. And I was fast asleep. At 6 o'clock even I didn't get up. Then Baba clapped. Say that, still, don't you feel ashamed? We are guests, and you are this hostess, and still you are lying down. So I just got up. So Baba said, lie down. Still you are feeling sleepy. So I lie down. Don't you feel ashamed? And we all are awake. Then Baba said, did you hear anything at night? I said, no. So they were saying that some spirit was there and they was knocking up. I said, Baba, yes. Those one whom I had kept in my bungalow, these people were also saying the same thing. Baba, I never heard it. And it is always this gardener, when they want the bungalow, they want to scare the people. So they throw stones. Did you hear? I said, no, never. So they heard it and all the time. Yes, the spirit was there. First time I got a song, I didn't know. But there are, why to feel scared of the spirit? They have got no body. We have got body. They are scared of us, but not here. Not we are scared of them. Anyway, Baba just gave me this. Then he just gave a little talk that you are not to be worried about it. You know, he was a good spirit, and I've come to drive him out. So my wish for years together to entertain Baba, my wish was fulfilled, and the spirit was revealed. What it is called? Relieved. Spirit was relieved. And Baba said, and I was very happy. So for that reason, I had taken the bungalow. For that reason, all these things had happened. Now there, when staying there, Baba was giving all spiritual lectures. Not a word I understood. High spiritual lectures. And I was just, when we were eating, and he says, what is this talk? Didn't understand a word of it. Then Baba kept quiet. And then he says, do you know where my cave is? I said, yes, Baba, I know. So will you take me there? I said, yes, Baba. And it was what you see today, those who are seen in Panchkani. It is a refined way of this. Baba said, come along, you show me the way. On the contrary, you are the last person. Anyway, I dragged myself. Then Baba said, come along. You just come here. You said that it is here, it is there, but still it is not coming. Yes, Baba, I said, I was going daily. How is it that I miss the way? Says, come along, come out. And he caught hold of me on one side and Mera on the other side. I was so shocked and all the people, because we are not allowed to wish, not allowed to, but he caught hold of tight. And he says, come along. So he showed the way. And I was on the right path, but I couldn't find the way. So then I said, hi, this is my final goal and Baba will help me till the end. What all the thoughts passed to me. And that experience, what I felt, I said, really, life is worth living with Baba than to be without it. Anyway, the years passed. And then in 65, when I was there, I was doing nothing. So I was doing whenever Baba was coming to Pune for 3 months. Baba was giving me work. Go with this man for operation. Go with this man. Go do this and do that. And all the work that he had started me giving at Pune. So I was doing the work only for that 3 months. And again I was coming to Bombay doing nothing. But then Baba called me once. I was in Mobo Hotel, which was next door to Baba's Guru Prasad. He sent word a day before he was leaving that you and your cousin do come. So we both went there. And Baba says, the Gaver says that I want the help of a doctor Would you like to come to Mehrazad? What a shock. I will keep you for 10 days. And 10 hours even are too great to me because I've never seen. We had come for only for the opening ceremony, but thereafter I'd never stayed with Baba. He says, 10 days I want you to come and stay with me. So he told my cousin, but only for 10 days, no more, remember. So Baba, she says, she will be very happy because we were always together. So he says, how will you bring your clothes? I said, Baba, I've got my trunk because I was staying here for 3 months. Trunk? For 10 days? Big trunk? Do you think that you have got so much space for your trunk? Only bring this much. He showed the hand, this much, and 10 days clothes. So I kept. So I told my friend, you just take my trunk and you give me your bag. And I just took that clothes, enough to last for 10 days only. And Arnavaj arranged everything. And I was so tickled to stay there. And he kept me for 6 months. And he gave Mera's clothes, Mani's clothes, the Naja's clothes, these clothes, and new clothes. And when I came, it was a big trunk full. So I said, it is my new life. I thought myself, it is the new life. 6 months he kept. And he said, you go after giving the last injection, bow, I gave them. After his injections are finished, you go away. So finished, it was for 1 month's course. I said, Gavir, now it is finished, I must tell you. Don't tell, unless he tells you. He said, he told me that after finishing. So after 3-4 days passed, Sir Bauji's injection is finished. I said, yes, Baba. Didn't I tell you to go away? Yes, Baba. So if you say just now I can go away, what can I say? Now, you go on a certain day. Now it has its purpose to keep him because my cousin died. And that was the mother, Nirbhay's son. So mother was very devoted to Baba. And he was at Africa. He died of heart failure. But so Baba asked, is she crying, Minigai? So they said, yes, she's crying, not for the son who died, but his son who was only 24 years and he was CA. So all his father was a millionaire, but he had debt up to the head. And that burden will come to the son. So I said, so Baba called me. Why you are crying? I said, Baba, I am crying for the son. Because this man might have died of thousands and thousands of, say that, death. And that will come to the son. He has so many estates, so many distance. So Baba said, tell the mother, mean mother of that son who died, that I will look after these children. They will not have any worry. And I will see to that. Her love is so great that I will see that Kaki, the son who died, he will be benefited by your love. And that was a message she sent me through me because I stayed longer. And really what Baba did, it was a magic. It was lakhs of rupees that was there. But so many buildings and so many things. But sunset, before he never involved in his father's business, though he was also CA. He says, I want to have my own earnings. So that way, the son was not involved directly, but indirectly it was to him. So all the estates were sold, everything, and he was scot-free. The son was scot-free. So he began his life with a zero. Not a single pie had come to him. So that was the experience what the mother got. And she was so grateful to Baba. So she was the most devoted auntie of mine. So after that, Baba told me that what you are doing in Bombay, what you are doing? I said, I'm writing stories. Very good. So small stories are big, I said, big stories. Very good. But I said, nobody takes it when I send to somebody. Without reading, they sent me back that we have got no place. So you write down. I said, that one story is not sold. Nobody took it because I wanted to get something. I said, no, but you write down the story. And when you write down the story, you bring it to me. I will. You bring it to me. I said, yes, Baba. And immediately I went there, the message came, that magazine that they said, we would like to have the story. Which they hadn't read it. 10 at 12, the money came. So I was enthralled and I just started writing. And the Baba said, that bring that to me. That story I could. Before that, I'd written down the other stories, which I sent. But when Baba said, send me the last story, which I didn't finish, couldn't finish. 1 year had passed. Oh, God. Suppose Baba asked for it and I've not finished. When to finish it? I don't know, because it was the Baba who wrote that story. And now by that time, Gavir's mother fell in. And I was looking after her. And she came to Nagar, because her headquarters was in Nagar. She was in Bombay for. There I was looking after. So I was to come with her. So I said, why not to take the story which I have not finished? Perhaps I may get time there. But she was so ill that I couldn't write a word even, because all the time I had to be with her. Then I said, what to do? It is not finished. By the time Baba sent the word, when the mother died, 10 days you and her daughter, means that Gavir's sister, should stay there in the empty bungalow. Oh, I said, now this is time I will write the story. And within 10 days I finished the story. It was not I who wrote it. It was Baba who made me write it, and it was Baba who wrote it. It was such a story where I just took how Baba trains his disciples, nearest one, and how the idea came to me. I had stayed there for Baba's illness, but still, it was so unique, myself wonder. And Baba had told me to read only for 1 hour at night time, because I was telling Baba, what do you do at night time when you don't got sleep? I said, just I sleep light and I read. Only for 1 hour you have to read. So that order was there. So the Gavir's sister-in-law and sister says, you just read that story to us. So every day I could read for 1 hour. And I could write only that much time. So they liked the story. And says, yes, I do like it. When you read it, I like it. So that story, I kept it with me. And when I went to, after 10 days, when I went to Baba, Baba said, see us, see me in the Guru Prasad and then go. I gave that story to Arnavaj and said, Baba had asked me to bring the story which I have brought it. You give it to me, to him, whenever he is at leisure. I have come, I am going to Bombay. So Arnavaj kept it. Baba asked you to write a story and that to bring to him? And that to all these love stories? I said, yes, he had told me. Are you quite sure? I said, I'm quite sure. Because I took such a long time to write it. But it is there. Anyway, that story was brought to Baba by Arnavaj. And Baba just took it and just turned pages after pages. And Arnavaj said, his face and mood was changing. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad, sometimes quite. And that story, when finished, he gave it to Erich to give it to Arnavaj. So Arnavaj told, Erich told to Arnavaj, give it to Alu. So, no, tell her, I will read the story and I will give it to her. Keep it. So the story was kept to him. And Arnavaj also wondered. So she kept. And that story lasted for 10 years, 15 years. Baba dropped the body. Story was never read. And it was there in the corner. And I wanted that story, when once I went, before that, I was stayed there for 6 months. I'll tell the story part afterwards. It was kept there. And afterwards, when he said, in 67, when, what is the name of that? Dastuji broke the leg. And
Kekobad.
Broke the leg. And Baba said, call Alu to look after him. And I, at that time, he was in strict seclusion. And I'd gone to Bhavnagar. So message was come, immediately, Baba wants you. So I ran to this, where the plane, earliest plane I could get it. So he said, the plane is starting within half an hour. And I had not taken anything. I said, yes, give me the seat. And I came there to Baba. And Baba kept me for Kekobad from 67 to 68, 1.5 years. I had to look after Baba. He was always telling me, you are fortunate when I'm not seeing anybody. I kept you. But all the time I was a men's site. And formerly when I was 6 months, I was eating with Baba and everything. But that time, next, only night time I was to eat with them. No, even 1.5 years, I don't think. I was kept aloof. Meaning I had to see Mera every alternate days. I had to see Baba whenever he wanted me. And he was inquiring about the Dastuji's health. And 1.5 years I stayed there. And I said, Baba, when I had given the story to him in 65, I had whispered in his ear, Baba, I'm fed up with the world. I don't want to stay. I want to stay with you. And I just clung to him. And he had to bow down. And Kamal got so angry. Don't you know that Baba's neck is paining? I said, keep quiet. Because I wanted to whisper, because men were there. But I didn't care for her, this thing of Baba's health. But I just whispered. And he kept me for 1.5 years. So Baba is so kind and merciful that by that time, in that, before 67, in 52 when he came, and he says, what you are doing? I said, Baba, you had asked me to do nothing. So I am just studying homeopathy. Very good. So I want to go to England, or go to Calcutta for study because there was no college in Bombay. So don't go. Stay here. And he gave me money to buy books. I bought books. And immediately a hospital came up, homeopathy. There I got the post. Without knowing anything of homeopathy, Baba gave me the post. And there I worked for 3 years. But I learned nothing. Because it was such a vast field and there was nobody to coach or nobody to just think. Anyway, that was the work that he did. Then he said, practice only homeopathy. Who could come to me afterwards? So another hospital where I took the job, there nobody could understand this homeopathy. And I had to do, Baba, I said, nobody is coming to me because nobody knows homeopathy. So you give injections only, not the medicine. Anyway, that was finished. And I couldn't do anything. 4 months, the hospital, I had to come back. Because nobody could understand this. And I had to come back without job. And then in 67, he called me. And all the allopathic medicines. So he started allopathic medicine. I was doing. And then in 68, before dropping his body, I was operated. Before that, I was operated for cancer. And when cancer, Baba had, I was wondering, my old mother was there. If I die, she would feel it. So Baba sent word, don't feel, you are not going to die for 10 years. And if at all, afterwards I'll see to that you live longer. So that word he had given to me. Nothing will happen. Remember that I'm operating. And really, in fact, it was he who operated. I never felt it. 8 days I came back home. And I didn't feel anything. People are asking, do you get pain? A small boy would give me pain, but not that pain which one would think of it. Because Baba had taken the burden on him. And I could say what Baba is. So after that, in 68, before dropping the body, again, the glands came up. So that doctor said that she must go to Bombay for checkup. So I cried, Baba, you told me that 10 years you have given me and then you said you'll see to it. And now that this is the 10 years, so should I go and die in Bombay? I want to die at your feet. Said, yes, is it so? Never mind, you write down whatever it is and it might be lying with Edesh. So I wrote down that you have told me this and that. And this is the third 10 years is coming and still I'm living.
That's why I'm asking, when are you going to die?
So what I said, that this was the experience what I got. Then he said, you go to Bombay and I'll call you in January. I'll call you. So Gavir said in December when she needed me most. I said, no, don't call her now. I will call her. Then he said, I'll call her in January. And 31st January I came. Before that he had given that Dara's marriage and this thing, I'd come. And I didn't feel inclined to stay. Because some gloom was there. I didn't feel happy that 3 days. I didn't feel happiness. I wanted to be away from this Merazat. But something, some Something I felt within that I shouldn't stay any longer in this Meraghat. And he told Gawain, I will call her in January. 31st of January I came here. So Baba's word is never broken. And all the experiences, you people know more and more. Now I must end it because it is too long. So thank you very much.
Jai Baba. Jai.
About 30 or so, Catholic.
Where did you take him?
Anavaji's house. Oh. Anavaji's house, I took him and he bowed down. Whether he bowed down or not, I don't. To Baba. But when Baba, you know, in Baba's presence, even I forget speech even. I couldn't speak up. Till last, I was hesitating. And what I was thinking and what I was speaking myself, do not know. Words were coming out. So I said, Baba, please do visit the school. And I told principal to press him. So I said, yes, I'll be coming. And next or third day, he said that I'm coming to visit a school. Now all Roman Catholic. And Baba to go there. That idea did not come to me. And the principal was also that he's coming. So that mad fell, what was his name? Who brought mad sweets? That one who was staying here?
Sam.
Sam.
Sam Khodabanda.
Khodabandas. So he brought sweets. I didn't know. All of a sudden, Baba said, I'm coming. And then the sweets were distributed. And to one boy, when Baba himself distributed the sweet. And when 1,000 children, so he brought them sweets, just lasting for all this. And so Baba asked one of the boys, what is your name? He says, Christ. His name was Christ. That was the only boy, whom I say. And I was, as if I was moving in this air. Oh God, Baba to do these things. And then finally, somebody must speak. So you speak. So I thought, principal will speak. But he being Roman Catholic and all the Roman Catholic children. And now to speak in front of this. So you speak. What do I speak? And can I speak? Had I had any guts to speak? And what to speak? So I stood there. And I said, Baba is God. And what else? Baba is God. Whenever you are in difficulty, come to Baba or something. Absolutely an humble thing, which I would never dream of. And this is the thing. Instead of saying thank you to Baba or this or that, nothing. And then I just came in. And Baba asked Eraj, you do speak. Because what the Christians would take me. And I said, children, whenever you're in difficulty, take Baba's name and you'll pass your exam. Something, which was an absurd thing for a person to say thank you. And Baba just, and he said in very few words, he said, that I was all the time. And one thing which I miss till now, I am Peng. Peng is there. My principal had gone away and Baba was standing near a church, which is belonged to the school. And myself and my cousin and Baba. And we were waiting for the principal to come down. He said, what is this? I said, it's a church. I should open it and I should let him in. He wanted to go in. I hadn't had the idea. But what I said, that experience was for the sake of principal. To him, the charge of
embezzlement.
Yes, something charge had come against him.
Oh, principal. Embezzlement charge.
It is called?
Embezzlement.
So it had come to him. But because he had given the chance, because he had given this, he was saved. My evidence was taken. Because I was not doing any money work, this that one was doing. So whether I...
What did you say about Baba? Oh. Taking nobody nowhere, it seems. Yeah, Cocker Spaniel. And you are suffering to an extent where it was unbearable for the little animal, you know. So the vets were shown and all that and said that, well, the only thing... should suffer like that or be put off.
Was it a disease or
an
accident?
Cancer. So, cancer? Yeah, it was cancer. Very old age. He had lived to a very old age. The same Peter would come and sleep and snore at his feet and all that. So now, instead of asking the vet to put him out, what do you call it? What's the word? Put him out? Or
put him to sleep.
So, well, there must be some doctor. Gawain is such a person, you know, so involved with the pet animal, she wouldn't want to do it. Now, who will do it? Who will bell the cat? So, well, there is one person in the world who can be called, and This is the one who always bells the cat, you see.
Bells the cat?
Hmm? Yeah.
That's
a different another thing. Who will be coming there to coming forward to do that job? This is come on, let's call Alu. Well, Alu is there, yeah. And her, she always has the excuse of her sight that she can't see, and that she can really. I don't know how we call her. She's the chief medical officer at Mehr Health Center, I know. She is on the register as chief medical officer. I don't know who made her chief medical officer, but whatever she is. So she is that. She's a very educated person in medicine and all that. But what happens, she never makes others believe that she is that. That's her nature. So well, she is there to put Peter to sleep now, and she's giving her best attention to it, and she's giving the injection. And as if she is being put to sleep, you know. She's treating the animal as if, and so she has that fright, and she has that nervousness, and Baba's pet Peter, and all that. And it's happening in presence of Baba. I think the only real blessed creature on earth was the one Peter, you see. Because Baba attended not only to the last moment, when Peter breathed his last, he was there all the time. Baba then gave his handkerchief to be spread on Peter's body. And then he was taken out. And Baba saw to the operation of this in his room, bedroom. Bring Peter here near me. And then she should not be blamed for putting Peter to sleep. So you do it. I'm saying, go. Doesn't matter. You go. Do it. Let him be out of this pain and all that suffering. That's the story.
But Peter was breathing. He was heaving. And Baba said, that's why I cried. How much he must be suffering.
Jai Baba, Jai Baba, Jai Baba.
Him to the higher and higher plane. That is the striking.
Yeah.
I read in the glimpses a story where
the beast was gathering the 5,000.
Delicate. There were times the Baba was just seated, and he looked big. Really, much bigger than he had appeared. For instance, when I think back, and I say, oh, remember the time when Baba was sitting on the bed, and he told us that we could go to the pictures, that we must go to the pictures, and somehow we were just telling we were leaving, and how big he looked. Or that time when I gave him that for the letter, how small he looked. Each occasion, each slide of a memory that you see, there were times when Baba looked so small, so, you might even say, helpless. There were times when Baba looked so big, so vast. You know the story of the... Accordingly, because he plays the part so perfectly, accordingly, as we play along, we can forget, you know, sometimes. So Baba was seated here one day, and the men monthly were here. I just happened to come, I think, to have Baba touch the photos. He wanted to touch the photos that were sent out to his lovers from the West. I see now that this was a very special reason. Then I thought, yes, Baba wanted to do it too for us. So then Baba was seated here, and he wasn't well, and he said his health was no good. He was weak, and he looked it. And he sat here, and once the mail reading was over, quickly looked at the clock and said, I'm not so well today. I'll go quickly to my room. I'll retire early. So immediately, Erich got up, and Francis got up, and both went to him to help him get up, to support him up from the chair. So Erich took hold of one hand, Francis took hold of his other hand, and they were all ready to help him and support him. And I was watching. And I swear, all Baba did was just a finger. He just moved a finger on both hands. And these people just almost tumbled over each other and were so afraid of falling over Baba. They were trying to hold the chair arm, and they just saved themselves from falling over Baba. And they were standing there looking amazed. And Francis said, oh, Baba, you're strong. And Baba looked at them and said, don't forget it. And And the next instant, Baba said, lift me up, help me up, you know, put up his hand, and allowed himself to be helped, supported, and came up.
In the corner where she sleeps, she has put it there. So one day he went there to Bindra house in Pune. Step after step, step after step, yeah.
Eric, Baba was saying, yes, you too can do like that.
Yeah.
You know, this feat that does it. You can do that too, if you take it step by step.
By step, I've never told you all, but it came to my mind just at this moment, a moment back. All the time we have been hearing stories that Baba would take us to theaters, cinemas, or any place where there is a gathering of people. There is that collective group of people there. For his work, universal work order. And that was common. And halfway through, he'll say, now, come on, let's go back. So we'll get out with him, follow him. But I remember that there was a place, I forget now, in India, while touring for mosques and all that. So there was, you know, we have open-air theaters for villagers, you know, cinema. They usually perform in the night, not daytime. Because when all the farmers and others, you know, they have free time, they collect this and so on. So while we were going for a must hunt, he saw this. And he says, you know, after we come from the must, go and talk to the person concerned. Will he give us a special show? So I did go and did make him do that for a very cheap amount, you know. We were only four of us, Baba and three of us. And he sat there and he sat through the whole show. Well, I forget the film, I forget everything, but I remember that. It's a peculiar thing. Why would he want to see a show like that?
And he sat through the whole show, which is also peculiar.
Yeah.
What was the film about?
That's what I say, I don't remember. But just this came now. I don't know why.
Baidu, you, and who?
And Kaka Bharia.
Maybe that's the point of it, that you can't remember what it was.
Divine vagary. And love alone can be. Somebody is really penitent and remorseful, Baba would pick on him and say, forget about it. One day what had happened was that he had sent me out on an errand somewhere. That how fortunate I am, he tells about himself, that the ones who are around me are such that makes me feel how fortunate I am. If I were in place of one of you, I wouldn't have served my master as you all have served. And we felt very happy about it. And the next day, it was a terrible thing. Oh, you fools, idiots, you have no common sense, you all are mad people and all that. Now, what I was saying was that he had sent me out one day on an errand, which he wanted me to accomplish and get it done. It was a long distance and all that. Not out of town, but still in the suburbs there, of the town there. So I went out, and he told me definitely that by sunset you should return. You must finish the work and return by sunset. And I went there, not realizing what's in store for me. I went there, and at last, by his grace, it got accomplished. And I was very happy. But knowing fully well that I have overstepped the time limit. But I felt so elated and so happy, so wonderful feeling that it got accomplished. And I'm cycling back home. And when I returned, it was almost dark. And he had asked me to return by sunset. And when I put the cycle down and entered the bungalow where Mandali lived. There were two or three people, you see. What were you doing all this time? Baba was very annoyed with you, you see. He was waiting for you to return. Where were you? What had happened to you? Baba says that as soon as you returned... what was I saying?
He said that when you got to the compound...
When I entered there, they said, Baba said that he was waiting for you all the time there, and why are you late, and you were told to come early and all that. And Baba said that as soon as you come, he doesn't want to see your face, but he wants you to go straight to the latrine and lick the shit that is there. All that fever that I had, you see, of feeling elated and happy and all that, got gone.
So how did it taste?
What did you do?
So then, I'm just trying to show whether Baba forgives or not. You asked me that, no? So that came. In Rishikesh? Something like that, I forget now. So Baba is in his room now, resting and all that. And I went, naturally, he has told me to go and lick the shit. So I go there. And you know, our latrines are quite different. I don't know, y'all, this generation has not seen the world yet.
Is that what you call the world?
So,
we've seen it.
The latrines that we had were, you know, you had to, these are the two steps that are there, and you just squat on it. Yeah. And there is a little pit there, and underneath that there is a pan there, in which you deposit. Yeah, the deposits are kept there in the bank. So, he asked me, and it's a deep thing.
And then you have to put your head
just go down. And then, just as I am going there, and I put my hand there, and scraped, licked. Just then somebody comes running and says, Baba wants you immediately. Stop that and come immediately. So I go with my dirty finger there. I said, can I wash the thing? He says, no, he wants you as you are. So I go there. And Baba sits up on his bed and says, and goes on firing and all this. What is this? Why did you? I was waiting for you. You kept me awake like this, and I was to rest, and I wanted to go to rest. Whenever such things happen, he wanted to go to rest early, you see. And that would be it. And so forth and so on. I said, I wasn't wandering. I didn't go out anywhere. I haven't even had my lunch yet. But have you accomplished the work? I said, yeah. What happened then? Why were you delayed? So I told what was the delay about and how the party didn't kept me waiting and this and that and all that. Have you licked the shit? I said, no, it is here. And he called me and he not only forgave me, but he kissed me, he embraced me and said, I'm well pleased. So the both things are there. Yeah. The shit on one finger and the kiss on one cheek. Like that. So that was his nature. He was here in this blue bus. You know, the new life began in 1949. So in 1949, Baba sat in this blue bus for 40 days. He was there inside. Not period is over. And there you see the picture that is outside the blue bus. He's sitting outside on a chair and there's a person reading something. That is the day when it ended. Afterwards, he tells me, he calls me and says, you know, this 40-day seclusion is such a burden and so forth and so on. I would like to relax for about 7 or 8 days somewhere. So find a place suitable for it so that we'll go away from all this. So name something, suggest something. So I suggested 1, 2, 3 places like that. And I also included a place which he frequently visited, and it was a seaside. Just like you have Goa, we have a place called Vengurla, south of India, south of Bombay. So he says, yeah, that's a good place. He liked it. So we went there and stopped there. I drove them.